Thank you, says Big End. The idea of both of you together we did not like at all. The traditionalists liked it even less. We allowed them to take over our handling of Benedetti, and she was ordered to disrupt your relationship with Blue Ant. She used her own people to compromise the phone and email in your London flat. The man from Cyprus? Case asks.
A traditionalist, yes, her handler.
Case looks from Sergei to Marchwinska-Wirral to Big End, then to Parkaboy, feeling much of the recent weirdness of her life shift beneath her, rearranging itself according to a new paradigm of history. Not a comfortable sensation, like Soho crawling on its own accord up Primrose Hill because it has discovered that it belongs there and has no other choice. But, as Wynne had taught her, the actual conspiracy is not so often about us. We are most often the merest of cogs in larger plans. The waiters are clearing the main course now and bringing smaller glasses and pouring some sort of dessert wine. It occurs to her that the meal has been entirely free of toasts and that she's already heard that a multitude of them are to be expected at a Russian meal. But perhaps, she thinks, this isn't a Russian meal. Perhaps it's a meal in that country without borders that Big End strives to hail from, a meal in a world where there are no mirrors to find yourself on the other side of, experience having been reduced by the spectral hand of marketing to price point variations on the same thing. But as she's thinking this, Marchwinska-Wirral taps his glass with the edge of a spoon.
I wish to offer a toast to Miss Pollard's father, the late Wingrove Pollard. It is an easy thing for those of us who remember how it was to lapse for a moment into old ways of thought, old rivalries. I did that myself earlier, and now I must apologize for it. Had there not been men like her father on the side of democracy and the free market, where would we be today? Not here, certainly. Nor would this establishment serve the purpose it does today, assisting the progress of art while bettering the lives and futures of those less fortunate.
He pauses, looking around the table, and Case wonders exactly what it is he's doing and why. Is it a way of covering his ass with Volkov, after having upset her? Can he actually mean this, any of it?
Men like Wingrove Pollard, my friends, through their long and determined defense of freedom, enabled men like Andrei Volkov to come at last to the fore in free competition with other free men. Without men like Wingrove Pollard, Andrei Volkov might languish today in some prison of the Soviet state. To Wingrove Pollard,